And joining me now is a friend of mine, and I tell you something, he is on fire these days with his new book, How to Make a Good Man into Whiners, Make Good Men into Whiners, Weenies and Wimps. Joining me is Burgess Owens. Burgess, how you been, man? Good to hear from you.
Bill, it's great hearing from you, buddy. And once again, great talking with you. And I'm already enjoying the show. A little bit of time I've listened to it already. So good job, buddy.
Well, thank you so much. Burgess, you know that as a former, and folks, we're talking to a Super Bowl champion. And even though, yeah, we play Super Bowls every year, there's not many of them. You can, as far as the 25 million that we have in this country, there's not many of them that who can say that they are Super Bowl champions. We have one on with us today. Burgess, give us your take on where the NFL players and maybe even the commissioner is missing the boat on this particular issue.
Well, there's two parts of this. First of all, there are the players who are coming from their environment, and understand they have been dealing with negative information for about 20 years now through the left. They have not seen a lot of success. They're coming from an environment where a lot of people don't have a lot of hope. The only way they see out getting out of that is through entertainment. So they are somewhat hopeless, but then that's the reason that they are where they are, because they have also depended on the demographic to get where they are. On the other side, you have the NFL, who will actually find guys for doing dances in the zone, putting a decal on their helmet, will not ask them to respect the flag or standing on the sideline, respect the fans who are there to see a game and not to be given political instruction. So we have the free market, I believe, is going to take its toll. It'll kind of let them know that we don't want to see the politics on the sideline. And there'll be people like ourselves, conservative black Americans, who now get the message out, to start getting to those communities, roll up our sleeves, and help these kids get hope again in that American way. That is the greatness of our country. It's not just that everything's available, but we're hopeful. We're hopeful people. And we grew up in that kind of environment, and we kicked butt because of it. Our parents did, I should say that. We now need to do that once again. And we do that by standing strong, proudly, boldly, and courageously about what our country's all about.
Now, Burgess, you played back in the days with we played with the Oakland Raiders. Is that right?
Yeah, back when the Raiders used to win football games, I like to let people know for those young in the audience. There was a time when we really were a pretty good team. So,
And the reason I bring that up is that you had Al Davis, who was the owner of the Oakland Raiders, and his motto was simply this: just win, baby. Just win. The NFL owners has that type of attitude. I know they still want to win, but it sounds as though discipline has been lost. What would you say about that? What type of disciplines are discipline?
There's a difference in Al Davis and the Vince Lombardi and the Georgia Allens, because they wanted to win, but it was a culture they wanted to put together that people came that was proud of, and it actually represented what our country was all about. Al Davis was a place that in culture was, no matter how bad things had gotten, no matter if you were just trying to stay hanging there for a few more years or not getting along with another team, this is the place you'd come for a second chance. And once you got there, all was expected is to show up on Sunday and just win, baby. All the other stuff he didn't care about. It was a very diverse team. It was really what America is all about. It's a second chance. And so we have to, I guess, in a sense, a lot has changed. The players have changed. The corporate culture has changed. We now have a very liberal NFL, NBA, and that's what you're seeing, the leadership that's trying to drive a system in place, instead of just allowing us to enjoy the process of what NFL should be about.
We're on with Burgess Owens, the author of the book How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. But before we talk about the book, Burgess, I want to ask you one more question about NFL players. Did you, back in the day when you played, did you consider yourself an employee, or were you someone who was really something else? Because I think right now professional athletes don't consider themselves employees. They think of themselves as something else. Shed some light on that.
No, you're right. It was an error that came through that actually you said things like coach and respect. You listened to the coach. You had authority that you listened to. It was no question you were an employee, and that's I think a lot of the problems today is that people get that particularly the kind of income they're making until they get fired and they realize they can't make it again. Then the humble process comes in. But you see, we came through a different era. Our parents. First of all, we're proud of our country, very Christian based. They love the fact we had opportunities in our segregated community. And so when we got out there and got on the field, I remember looking at that flag and actually getting teary eyed because I was so excited and so felt so blessed that I was standing on the sideline doing the things I enjoyed, making kind of decent income. And therefore, I never took for granted. The gratitude is what has been missing in our black community. And keep in mind, that's on purpose. For the last 20 years, liberals, Democrats have owned that community. So you start to see what these kids are angry, they're hopeless, they're anti-American, anti-flag, anti-white. It's because the message of the liberals have been very, very strong to keep them that way. And it's on purpose, by the way. So at the end of the day, you and I have share a whole lot in terms of our history, and we're proud of our heritage. These kids don't even know what their heritage is all about because they think they're directly from slaves until they got to this point where they also all of a sudden making millions of dollars. It's a sad, sad place that our heritage has been put down the way it has been.
You know, Burgess, I do want to talk to you. I don't know if you have to run off before the break. You probably have another interview, but I do want to get this in.
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Good for the next 30 minutes. So go,
great,
let's
great,
go,
great,
go,
great,
let's
great.
Make it happen.
Great. So, folks,
Okay.
we have Burgess for another second, another segment as well. So let's get into this, Burgess. Whiners, weenies, wimps. Where does that come from? Because you are seeing a lot of whining. You are seeing a lot of men who are, let's just say, use the word that they use, metrosexual. And of course, there's a lot of wimpishness that is happening. There's no longer the tough guys. I mean, guys who, fall down, get back up again without crying about it. Burgess, what has happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we that way now?
Let me do this real quick for those in the audience who don't really know the black experience, because I would say, first of all, you and I have talked about this quite a bit. We grew up with a pride in our country because we saw around us success. We saw successful entrepreneurs, business people, academia, and everyone, our teachers, our coaches told us that we could make it. This is the greatest country in the history of mankind. You go out there and you work hard to get yourself back up when you get knocked down. When you hear nasty words coming at you, you prove them wrong by succeeding. That's what we were taught because we had a generation before us came back from World War II, and they proved themselves as a great, great generation. We have gone to this point now where this PC correct stuff, where everybody's so sensitive that you can't say a word without them feeling hurt. Again, one of the critical points, we came to the point where back in those days, we led the country, the race, in the growth of the black middle class and the percentage of men of black men committed to marriage, percentage of black men committed to higher education, percentage of entrepreneurs. We're at the very bottom of all that right now because we've been taught that first of all, we go out there and we get a good government job, and then if somebody treats us wrong or says the wrong thing, we're still told to sue them and never take the risk to get out there and get into the business ownership. So we have to get back to basics, and the first thing is to realize as men, we take care of our families first, period. We respect our women, and we stand up and fight for them if we need to, and our families. If we get to the point where we realize that we're there to sacrifice ourselves above all, then we're no longer weenies, whiners, and wimps, but we're real men. So it's a matter of attitude, but we have to do it ourselves, and as black conservative men and women, we need to teach it. Because we don't, no other race should be in position to bring ourselves back other than ourselves.
Absolutely right, Burgess. I could not agree with you more on that particular topic. We're on with former Super Bowl champion. Well, he is a Super Bowl champion. He's a former football player. He doesn't play much anymore, but he is a Super Bowl champion. Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens. and the Oakland Raiders was the team that he was with back in the days of real men, back when real men played. They didn't get paid the way these guys are getting paid. And we're going to talk to him on the other side of the break. There's a question that I want to ask Burgess Owens, who is on with us, the author of How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. We're going to find out how you can get a hold of that book and get him over to you to speak to you and so forth. If you want to have someone who conveys conservative values the same way that I do, he is a great friend of mine and really glad that you took time. Man, I know you are in high demand right now. We're going to talk to him on the other side. But there is a question that I want to ask Burgess Owens when we return. And that question will be, even though times were not as good back in the 60s when Burgess and I were growing up, I want to ask him, were the people better? Were we as black people better? Was the nation a more sound nation morally and in its core back when we were growing up in the 60s? We all know that the times were not all that good for everybody. But I want to ask Burgess Owens, and we're going to talk about it here on the C.L. Bryant Show when I return, were the people better when he and I were growing up? Don't you go anywhere. I'm C.L.
Are lifted high, our hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn. We'll
turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities.
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
Thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed.
CL, back with you on this Monday, and my special guest here today is none other than Burgess Owens, former Super Bowl, former football player, current, always will be Super Bowl champion, and he is the author of the book "How to Turn a Good Man into Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps." And Burgess, when we left the last segment, I was asking a question. You and I are in the same age bracket, and the thing that I want to ask you, and we saw the 60s. We saw the end of that and the beginning of that and the end of that all through the 70s. We saw all of that. And were we as black folks, and certainly when we talk about America as a whole, were we better people back then, even though times may not have been as good? What do you say?
That's a very good question, CL, and I was thinking about it through the break. Keep in mind what makes us a great country and what defines us as so unique, and that is we are a very hopeful people. And the more hope we have, the kinder we are, the more servant we are, the more optimistic we are, and the nicer we are. We are a country based on Judeo-Christian values, which very simply says this: we are open to all. We open arms to different religions and colors and diversity, and we accept each other as Americans first, from outside inside out, not outside in. So yes, we were a hopeful community because we were closer to our Christian ties. What's happening today is we begin to wonder. We kind of wake up and say, "What in the world has happened to our country?" Where all of a sudden socialism is okay. Half of society thinks socialism is a nice thing. They're demanding that if you have a certain view, that you have no voice in our country today. So what we've done is we're fighting for the heart and soul of our nation, and we have been for the last couple of decades. And that heart and soul says very simply, the more we stay closer to the foundations that we're built on, the Judeo-Christian values, the more hopeful, excited, and open we are. So we have to recognize that we truly are, it's not a black-white, rich-poor, white-collar, blue-collar. It's socialism, Marxism, and atheism versus the Judeo-Christian values. And as long as we understand that, we should stop as good people voting for bad ideology. If you look at ideology that's done to what the liberals and Democrats have done to the black race, particularly when you know our history, who in the world will vote for a party that kills more blacks, that keeps more blacks unemployed, that keeps more blacks dependent, that keeps more black just basically hopeless? Who would vote for that if you really are a caring individual? So let's not look at this. We need to stop looking at our Democratic Party, liberals, as a religion. Let's start looking at the facts, dig into the details, do your history, recognize that the black race is a prototype of where our country's going based on how we accepted and adopted the liberal ideology. Let's not let that happen to our country. We have too many good things going for us. For us not to take the lessons of what's happened to the black community.
You know, when listening to you, Burgess, and of course, everyone knows about my film, Runaway Slave, but man, I am so glad to hear you saying what you're saying. These are times now where this need to be heard. And a lot of times, folks like you, folks like me, we feel like we are voices who are crying in the wilderness. And back when you and I met several years ago now, we certainly were voices crying in the wilderness and being called all kinds of names for out there crying in the wilderness. But this is what I want to ask you next, Burge. I want to ask you this, man. Our foreparents, our parents, certainly our grandparents, they came along in a time when there was no affirmative action. There was no government grants or anything being handed out to black folks. You either found a way to feed your family, you either found a way to keep your children decent and in order, or you gave them over to the police or the prison to raise. Do you think that responsibility, that lack of responsibility, is the main culprit in black society and total American society as we look at it today? How do you see it, Burge?
Well, we have, as a foundation of our country, this is the reason why every single generation has gotten better from one generation to the next. And we all that are honest can see that, so how things were then and how the things are today. But what it comes down to is we have it and within our DNA as Americans. We want to look at each other from inside out, not outside in. And as long as we do that, then we accept each other and we don't let our color be out the defining moment. What's happened over the last couple of decades is that color now, because of the Democrats, because of identity politics, has now become such a big deal, and things like affirmative action has given a message to our people that we are deserving of something, some special treatment, or some special, never to deal with any pain, no failure, because we are who we are, because we had this background. I'd like to point out to people, and this is really what America is all about. My great-great-grandfather came here in 1848 in the belly of a slave ship at 80 years old. He died as a Texan, a proud farmer, owner of 100 acres that he bought in 2 years, an entrepreneur, owner, founder of a first black church, founder of the first black high school. This is within one generation. And he was a Republican and proud American because he understood. He had so much gratitude for where he was and where he ended up being. Our country is a country that's based on feeling gratitude. And that's what that flag means, by the way. When we look at that flag and we realize that we're so further ahead than anybody else and we have so many opportunities. And when they start demeaning the flag, that's what liberals do, and they started with the taking God out of our system, then denying us a good history of our race, redefining what manhood was all about, and now they're trying to steal pride in our country. So this is a long game these guys have had, and we're now seeing it as these young people who are making literally millions of dollars, just billions of dollars together, collectively, sitting on that sideline. And not one of them are thinking, how can I pull this together and raise my race? Instead, they're complaining and allowing those who are not successful to define who they are. So we have a long way to go. We need to man up and start and being proud of who we are, to say the least.
The last question that I have for you in this segment, Burgess, is this. Do those young men, are they aware that they may very well be jeopardizing a very, very good job, a very good future by not understanding or being ignorant of the flag that has given them and the men who fought for it, given them the opportunity? Are they aware of that, or are they just thinking in this moment? Are they just caught up in some emotional type of thing, thinking that that money can't go away? Because I know that you didn't make the kind of money that these guys are making today. Are they taking this opportunity for granted, in your opinion?
Keep this in mind, where we learn our lessons. And you and I, we can all talk about this. We learn it from our fathers. 70% of the black men were committed to marriage in the time that we came through, led our country in terms of that commitment. 70% of men are leaving the black family today. They're abandoning their kids and their wives today. So they're not getting the message that we got. So no, and they're not getting to the progressive school system. They're not learning our history, not learning the pride of our country. So no, they don't really know. They have never been taught what we're now talking about. So a lot of the experiences, unfortunately, and you're going to find those kids, they're going to make a bit of money and lose it within years. And they'll have to start all over again. But the great thing about this country is you can start all over again. I would say this. It's going to be up. It really has come. The onus is on black Americans, black conservative Americans, to have the courage to get in and roll our sleeves up and start really dealing with these kids one-on-one. And then helping to mentor them and bring business to that area and doing the things we need to do to make sure they get that hope that all Americans need to have. So it's going to be up to us to make that happen for sure.
We're on with Burgess Owen, Super Bowl champion. He's Oakland Raiders and the author of the book, How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. When we return, I want him to tell you how to get him to where you are and how to pick up his book. And I'm CL. This is the CL Bryant Show. When we return, I want to bring in, as you all know, I'm a Trump supporter, was once he got the nomination, and am now. I want to talk about where all of this type of confusion began. It did not begin under the Trump administration. It began under the Obama administration. But somehow now, this particular protest, or so they call it, is about the president. That is hypocrisy. And we're going to talk to Burgess Owens when I return. You are listening to the CL Bryant Show, coast to coast on Red State Talk Radio. Download free the Red State Talk Radio app, and you can download free the C.L. Bryant Show app onto your Android or iPhone device. Follow us at C.L. Bryant, thecl.bryantshow.com, thecl.bryantshow.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Rev C.L. Bryant, R.E.V. C.L. Bryant. And folks, I got to tell you something. These are interesting times that we are living in, but do not forget what Thomas Jefferson warned us about. If you're expecting to live in a civilized land and be ignorant and free, you're expecting something that never was.
Chevy Land on Urey Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport. The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
C.L., back with you on this Monday throughout the Fruited Plains of the greatest nation on the face of the planet, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that would be America. And you are on with two of its native sons, one of them, my friend, Burgess Owen, Super Bowl champion. That's something no one can ever take away, is that championship that he won with the Oakland Raiders when Al Davis was still the owner of the Oakland Raiders. You know, Burgess, speaking of ignorance, a lot of people are ignorant when they come to this particular topic. And that is where all this began. This is not about President Trump, is it? This is about something that people are ignorant of. What do you say about it? And then I want to find out how to get a hold of that book.
Okay. The black community has been dealing with misery for a long, long time. As I mentioned, the highlights of what happened for so many decades, we now have 83%. Think about this, 83% of black teen males are unemployed across our country. We have 70% of black men that actually forsake and leave their marriage. You have, in the state of California, 70% of black boys are illiterate. You go through every indicator that we're dealing with. These are years and years of misery. And we had a black president get in office, and none of this was ever talked about. It was never considered, because on the other side, it's necessary to have misery to keep people voting for Democrats. It's been an issue that's been out for a long time. I'll say this. The great thing about what has happened now, some folks are saying, well, maybe President Trump shouldn't have stepped into it the way he did. As someone's very committed to my community and want to resurrect our community, I'm glad we're talking about this now. because we have these young millionaires. There's 1,100 black football players who are making over $1 million on average, over $1 million a year. Some are making many times more than that. You have 500 NBA players who are making over $5 million a year. None of them up until this point have ever thought about how they can be part of our solution. So we're now having the conversation. I don't agree with them kneeling. I think there should be consequences. But at the end of the day, we're now talking. And if there are those who want to listen, we can hear these numbers and find out that it's not white people. It's not white Americans that's been the problem. It's black and white elitists that's allowed this to happen and mandated it to happen for years because it gets them votes. When misery is a policy for election policy, which is what it is, the Democratic Party, this is what we have. And once we start having a conversation, and those who really want to get it, those who truly do care, and not just ideologues, those who are just going to get, you know, stay in that way no matter what, they're going to start to see there's something wrong with the loyalty to a party has been such a failure for so many years for the black community. And I'll say this real quickly, because if you go back through our history, and that's what my book, Liberalism, or How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weedings, and Wimps, it goes back to the history of our race and how well we were doing before we got sidetracked and back in 1910 by the 21 white socialist, Marxist, atheist, race control Democrats that began the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guess what? No colored people started it. No colored people led it for the first 60 years. So, right. Interesting process.
Right.
But at the end of the day, when we understand that it's on purpose and it's by stealth that this ideology has moved forward, we should have a lot of black Americans and white Americans that wake up and say, you know what? Nothing. This is wrong to have this kind of misery being given to people so they can get their vote. So we have to recognize, and your audience knows this, we have to understand who the enemy is. It's not each other. It's not each other's color. It's not each other's race or religion. It's ideology that demeans us as Americans and makes us dependent and angry at each other and divide us. And that's what the Democratic Party has done for many, many years.
How do we get a hold of the book, Burgess? How do we get a hold of the book? I know you got to run.
Yeah, the best place is to go to Burgess Owens Talks, like we're doing right now, CL, Talks with an S on it, Burgess on Talks. It's my website, and you have there. You get it through Amazon and through my website. You get a little more background on who I am and what I believe in. And just know that we do this together. You know, this is what America is all about. You worked hard to develop a venue, to develop a place where we can give our voice. I've worked hard to try to understand more. Together, we get this message out and have people thinking, debating. And as long as we're talking respectfully, we'll come up with the right solution. That's what Americans do. Always have and always will.
Listen, man, we'll talk later this week. I'll call you or give me a call. Text me when you're back home and need to talk to you. God bless you. God keep you. Burgess Owens, Super Bowl champion, author of Liberalism, How to Turn Good Men into Whiners, Weenies, and Wimps. Go to Amazon. Get the book. God bless you, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, my friend. Take care, CL. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.